This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, 7 Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The 7 are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"This information comes on top of what has already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee."
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and 6 other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put these families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The officer killed identified as 30-year veteran Terrence Caraway. The suspect was eventually taken into custody. A Logan, Utah man is facing charges after sending envelopes containing an ingredient found in the poison ricin to the Pentagon and the White House. 39-year-old William Clyde Allen was a U.S. Navy veteran, or is a veteran. He spent 4 years in the Navy 2 decades ago. In approving a long-sought 5-year FAA reauthorization, the Senate has given final approval to a bill that now sets minimum seat sizes on commercial air flights and prevents people from being kicked off once they've already boarded. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unemployment line's getting a bit shorter, according to today's report from the U.S. Labor Department. It shows 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts had been expecting the number today to come in at right about 213,000, or about 6,000 more than what did come in. The biggest jumps in the report when it comes to the number of claims were in the Carolinas, which are still trying to climb back after Hurricane Florence, as well as in Kentucky and California. Steepest declines in first-time claims were seen in Georgia, New Jersey, Texas, and New York. It turns out Amazon is eliminating bonuses and stock awards to help pay for the hourly raises it announced earlier this week. The retailer said Tuesday that beginning in November, it will pay all of its U.S. workers at least $15 an hour. But now to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate the monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon is planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. And Sarah Palin's 29-year-old son, Track, is going to jail. He was kicked out of a therapeutic court for veterans yesterday by a judge after being arrested Friday night for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, by the way, we still have some more Blu-ray DVD, God's Not Dead, to give away, A Light in Darkness. We're grateful for David A.R. White dropping off a plethora for us to give out. And all you got to do is drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me that you want to be in the HAPA. We'll put your name in the HAPA. Make sure you include your address, okay? And we're sending out these DVDs, or we're pulling out names, and look at, they're yours absolutely free. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness will be coming your way. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com is just that easy. Well, the elites still cannot believe Donald Trump won, or that Britain voted for Brexit, but what's next for the populist revolution and for the people who believe in it? Author of Positive Populism and host of The Next Revolution on Fox News, Steve Hilton joins us now. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, and it's wonderful to be with you.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the show. And, well, I'll tell you, you're just doing an outstanding job on Fox. I look forward to watching you every week. What you have to share, you know, from a perspective, you know, having not been born and raised in America, but, you know, now a citizen, right?
I'm about to begin the process next year. We've been here 6 years now.
Well, congratulations.
And so I technically I can't start till next year, but I'm very excited about beginning the process. I can't wait.
Well, I appreciate your perspective because, in a sense, if I might say, with all due respect, a little bit of an outsider coming into this country, because we have so many citizens who have taken our constitutional rights for granted. We can't even defend it. I mean, embarrassingly, I find that people who do become citizens know more about our government than people who grew up with it.
Well, I certainly feel incredibly honored and proud to be here, and I feel as if I've finally come home. I love everything about this country, and as I've said frequently, the more I learn about America, the more I love America. One of my most special memories, actually, since we moved here 6 years ago, is taking my two sons to the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia,
right,
which is just a wonderful, wonderful place that tells the story of the nation's founding and so on. And there's a performance that you can do. It's very accessible. It's only 20 minutes. It's a great introduction to the ideas that the founders used to build both the Declaration and then obviously the Constitution. And it just captures that story so powerfully. It was a very emotional experience. And I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book, because populism to me is an idea that is very much part of that founding story, the idea of power being in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a ruling class, a ruling elite. And I think we need to re-energize that idea. And I think that the populist revolution that you saw happen with Donald Trump's election and Brexit, as you mentioned, that's just the start. I think we need to apply that idea of putting power in people's hands right through policy in many different areas, so that the interests of working people come first, families and communities, not the ruling elites who've had their power have had power in their hands for so many years now. And that's why we need ideas, specific ideas, to take the power back and move the country forward.
Steve, I think one of the barriers to entry with this whole concept is that Main Street America feels a bit powerless. And I think that Donald Trump is, you know, restoring that idea and the fact that they have the power position. You know, our whole rule of law is based on authority. And, you know, when you consider the Constitution, the authority clearly is placed in, you know, in the hands of we the people. So it's not like we have to reconstruct something. It's we just need to apprehend what belongs to us in the first place, do we not?
Yes, but we also have to honor that promise because, for example, one of the big themes of my book in positive populism is the fact that under what I describe as this elitism of the last few decades, which has put power in the hands of those at the top, and they've benefited from that economically and in all sorts of other ways. One of the things that's happened in that concentration of power, it's not just, by the way, in government and politics in terms of power going up to the federal government and the permanent bureaucracy and so on. You see it in the economy as well, where corporations have got bigger and bigger and bigger. They've been allowed to buy up competitors. And so in many industries, there's not enough competition. That concentration of power goes specifically against what's in the Constitution.
Exactly.
In the 10th Amendment, it literally says the power's not in the Constitution, are reserved for the states or the people. And that promise has been completely broken. And so decentralizing power is one of the big themes of my book. And there are specific ideas, many specific ideas in the book for how we might do that.
Well, I want to get into that, but you touch on this in terms of the concentration of power. And, of course, we're dealing with this constantly, it seems, in the realm of social media. The power that Google has, Facebook, Twitter, you know, this is out of control, to your point.
Yes, and they, of course, say, well, people have a lot of choice and, you know, we're not really dominant. But, of course, that's not really how it is. I mean, yes, technically, there are other search engines, but in practice, the way that they've very successfully, let's be honest, built a product that people find useful, but then on top of that, taken so much data from people that make other services not really fair competitors either. And so you've got this situation where a handful of giant companies are really dominant, not just economically, but socially and culturally and politically. And I think that needs to change. I think we need to have a much more aggressive antitrust approach, which says we need to break up these giant companies and make sure that there's real market competition. Because in the end, people on the right shouldn't just be pro-business. Of course we should be pro-business, because without business, there's no wealth to pay for anything or deliver the goods.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're
listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent. Maybe a little bit ornery from time to time, but hey, look, we got to keep the blood moving, all right? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Steve Hilton continues with us. Steve is a British political advisor, commentator, former director of strategy for David Cameron, who was prime minister and leader of the Conservative Party in the UK from 2010 to 2016. He hosts the Next Revolution, a weekly show for Fox News Channel. And, of course, we're talking about his brand new book that has just been released on positive populism, revolutionary ideas to rebuild economic security, family, and community in America. Steve, real quick, before we get into some of the specifics, I want to get your read on, you know, on Brexit and where that stands right now in England.
Not very good.
It's the short version, huh? Okay.
It's a really good example of how the ruling class, the ruling elite, cannot stand the fact that in 2016 the people rose up and said, we want our power back. And ever since those votes, both here in America and in the UK, and we're seeing it here in America all the time, almost every day, you see new evidence of the plot by the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, the existing ruling class to undermine the Trump agenda, to sabotage what the president's trying to do, and in fact to get him out of office. So that's happening here. A parallel process has been going on in the UK with Brexit, where you've got a prime minister in the form of Theresa May who was against Brexit, campaigned against it, doesn't believe in it, and you've got a permanent bureaucracy and a ruling establishment, both the corporate establishment and the civil service, who are dead against Brexit and are doing everything in their power to stop it. Now, it's still going to happen, I think, but the current trajectory is for a very, very chaotic and unsatisfactory conclusion to something that should have been a wonderful opportunity to throw off the shackles of bureaucracy and make the UK an open and pro-enterprise, dynamic, and above all, independent, sovereign nation.
Right. Well, the thing is amazing is Theresa May really exposed herself by coming up with some sort of alternate idea, some sort of hybrid version, you know, to keep the elites a little bit happy and maybe keep the common people a little bit happy. It was such a mess. But this is what happens when you have the wrong leader at the helm. You need to have somebody who really, engages the vision that it is a part of their woof and wharf and their very DNA to make this, make this happen to where it could really be as successful as you see it potentially.
Exactly, and that's another reason why I wanted to write this book, actually, because it's not enough to have a vote once and then think that you've done the job in terms of moving forward this populist people power revolution. It's got to be a long-lasting and deep movement with ideas and people behind it who then form a movement and push forward and run for office and work with elected officials and really make this something that lasts. And I'm trying with my book to make a small contribution to that idea, to that movement.
Well, you know, people need to be encouraged that, again, as we talked about in the first segment, is that they are in the authority position. But if you don't assume that authority and you kick back and let the elites take over, you've got the America of the 21st century today prior to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is shaking things up. He put the organizational chart, which traditionally looks like a pyramid, where you have elites on top and all the way down to the minions, or as some of the Democrats would call deplorables at the bottom. And our founding fathers said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. That org chart's going to be turned upside down. The people are at the top, and then it filters its way down, and it is the President of the United States who serves at the behest of the people, not the other way around.
Exactly right. And what, in order to make that transfer of power happen, that the President spoke about actually in his inauguration,
exactly.
That's great, but in order to make it actually happen, you need more than just one person in the White House. You need, I think one of the big problems is that you do not have a populist majority. Look, frankly, they can be Republicans, they can be Democrats, it doesn't matter. As long as they believe in that idea and that set of ideas about returning power to people in Congress, but then you can make it happen. But right now you don't. And he's working with people who are against this whole idea, the same old people there.
Exactly.
And that's why we need to build this movement, so that eventually we do get a broad populist coalition going.
You imagine if Donald Trump had more of the same on his team backing him up, not, you know, the deep state that's been a compromised FBI Department of Justice, and now what's being reported with Rod Rosenstein wearing a wire and maybe executing a 25th Amendment. I mean, this is the kind of shenanigans and silliness that is getting in the way of, you know, a growing economy. I mean, right now, with all this hindrance and everything, we're at 4.2 record numbers in the stock market. Steve, could you imagine if we had everybody on the same team wearing the same colored jersey? What would it
right,
look like?
Exactly. And not trying to constantly undermine and block the president from literally delivering his promises. This is the hilarious thing about the whole episode, which is that they genuinely believe, and this is a story I tell in the book, actually, it's true the world over. When we were preparing, before David Cameron became Prime Minister, I went to see the former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, in the UK, who was obviously from the Labour Party, but he was out of office, and I thought he'd have some interesting advice, and he was very direct with me, and he said, when you get there to 10 Downing Street, you have to understand that the civil service and the permanent bureaucracy literally believe it's their duty to resist and block the plans of what they consider to be these here-today, gone-tomorrow politicians.
Yes.
That they genuinely believe that they are the guardians of the national interest. And you have to understand that, and you have to be ready to fight them and defeat them on day one. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. So that was Tony Blair, the Labour Prime Minister, telling me that
right.
to my face in the UK. Exactly the same story here, but even more so with Donald Trump. And that's another reason why I think that we need to just understand that this populist revolution isn't going to deliver the change we need unless we turn it into a broad-based movement with ideas and people and institutions that are going to push it forward. And that's why I've written my book, Positive Populism.
Steve, I'm an 80-20 guy, the old Pareto principle. You know, 20% gives you 80% yield of the ideas you talk about in your book. Which would make the quickest and most dramatic change?
Well, I do think that the area that we've been talking about, if you just get the power out of the central government, and so there's one specific thing, which is my point, one of the ideas in the book to defeat the deep state. I talk about unmasking the deep state because it's very difficult to understand what you can do with it because it's so lacking in transparency. So one specific thing would be to publish the names and job descriptions and the organization chart of the entire federal bureaucracy. Then we can see who we need, who we can get rid of, which powers can be transferred to lower tiers of government, to the states and local communities. You've got to start by unmasking the deep state. And then we need a massive cut. We need a huge cut in the numbers because one of the things that they do is overwhelm the political appointees with paperwork and bureaucracy and process. You've got to cut them by up to 90%. That's the figure that I think would give you the scale of change. You need a huge, dramatic cut in the size of the federal bureaucracy. That one act alone would do so much to put power back in the hands of people.
Well, Thomas Coburn reported in one of his last Wastebook reports that there was over $400 billion of duplicative waste in our government. And this is all brought to you by the deep state. And this continues. And that's only at that level. It makes you wonder even how deeper it is, does it not, Steve?
That's exactly right. But we don't know. I mean, it's hard to even get an accurate picture of how many people even work in the federal bureaucracy. Some people say 2 million, some people say 3 million. You don't know, and they rely on that.
That's totally nuts, isn't it? I mean, this is not the way to run an organization. And fortunately for us, we have a true CEO, I think for the first time in the history of our government, who is in office, who is approaching this very businesslike, do we not?
Yes, but as I was saying, he needs allies.
Yes.
People who are blocking him.
Got to send reinforcements come the midterm. Steve Hilton, author of Positive Populism. The book is linked on our website, available at all the usual places. It will engage you and cause you to be activated. Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, 7 Russian military intelligence officers named in a sweeping U.S. criminal indictment that was just detailed a short time ago at the U.S. Justice Department. The 7 are accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities against the U.S. as well as its allies. And Attorney General John Demers says some of the charges involve the targeting of organizations that have been investigating Russia's alleged use of chemical weapons. U.S. senators are reading a long-awaited final report from the FBI on allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
He still plans a vote to confirm Kavanaugh tomorrow or Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
America, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Good to let you know that we've got lots more to share with you. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, cybercrime on the rise, right? Last year, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center reported more than 300,000 complaints. And although many people equate data breaches with large corporations, individuals are often targeted as hackers try to steal personal information or money. According to the National University of Phoenix survey, 43% of U.S. adults said they've experienced a personal data breach in the past 3 years. Despite the increasing amount of cybercrime, the survey also found that many adults admitted having a few bad online habits, including using the same passwords across multiple accounts, 41%, and allowing social media sites and apps to access personal information at 31%. And of course, it was quite self celebrated here recently when there was, you know, one of the leaders of the DNC used password for his password. No bueno, okay? You got to do better than that. Dennis Bonilla joins us now. He's with the University of Phoenix, has had extensive background in delivering technology leadership and innovation that spans a variety of industries, including education, telecommunications, energy, and nuclear engineering. Dennis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us, because cybercrime has been on the rise, and I think that people still don't quite understand how big an issue it is unless, you know, you're the one that have been cyber attacked.
Well, you know, it's just the technology continues to advance. And, you know, there's so many people online right now in the world, almost half the population. So many smartphones are out there. Everybody's connecting up through their Internet of Things security devices, either your doorbell now, you have routers everywhere. And, you know, the amount of information that people are placing online, either through their personal bank accounts or other e-commerce sites, is so voluminous that, you know, these cyber criminals have a lot of motivation to go in and steal it and be able to sell that information either on the dark web or utilize it for their own, you know, malfeasance.
Exactly. Well, Dennis, as you say, you know, we're almost trading, you know, convenience for security here, are we not? And, of course, the bad guys know that we love convenience, so that makes us ripe for their targets.
Well, you know, it's the laziness factor. You know, the more and more we go online, we don't want to remember, you know, all the passwords we've created. We don't want to make it so difficult that we have to, you know, go check our own files to figure out how do we want to get in. And the criminals know that. So, you know, they know that, you know, your laziness and your habits are not at the best for preventing that cyber attack. So, you know, people don't change their passwords, or, you know, they use the same password over multiple accounts, over multiple emails. You know, they now, you know, they utilize access to their personal information through their social media apps, which is a huge,
yes,
a huge problem. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, information geniuses have figured out, look at, we're on Facebook or other social media outlets, and okay, we'll allow you to sign up through Twitter or Facebook. And, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out, because I saw that immediately as another gateway, and maybe an even easier gateway to access our personal information, is it not?
It is. You know, people think, oh, you know, I'm just, you know, these companies will protect my information. If I give them access to my other social media accounts, they'll be as vigilant and disciplined to protect it for me. But the reality is, you know, the criminals are always a few steps ahead of everybody else. They have sophisticated tools. They will continuously attack your account. And, you know, at some point, they will find a vulnerable spot. They'll find a spot for the breach. And now they'll get into that. And if you have your other accounts linked to that one breach point, now they're going to be able to access these other accounts and that information. And then they can just start utilizing all the information they found to start testing where maybe you might have vulnerabilities in your online banking or in your online commerce.
Yeah, and Dennis, you bring up a good point here, is that, look, if they get into your personal account, of course, that begets your business account and could beget your colleagues and fellow employees as well, as the, you know, as this attack can spread, can it not?
Well, you know, I think people don't realize that, you know, in addition to you being individually attacked, that information puts vulnerability either on your families or your employers. There was a great example where, you know, someone had attacked and found some personal information around where they did their online banking. Through that, they found out that they had direct deposit. From that, they found out who their employer was, and they were able to send a phishing email to the payroll department at their employers to say, hey, this is me, and I've decided to change bank accounts, and could you change my direct deposit to this new account? And fortunately, the HR payroll department had a different way of validating that. But there's all sorts of nefarious ways that they can utilize small pieces of information with employer information and your personal information, and now you've exposed a wide array of places that you can be attacked.
Well, Dennis, how can we spot a potential data breach?
Well, you know, data breaches are, you know, sometimes a little harder to spot out immediately. A lot of times if people have set up, fraud alerts from their bank, usually you'll get something from your bank that says, hey, we've noticed some unusual activity in your account. Can you check it out? Or they'll notice that, some of these commerce sites are saying, hey, you just downloaded this app or you bought this piece of clothing. Was this really you? We found that, I would say 77% of the people can learn about an attack within 3 days, and about half of those find out the attack in 24 hours. But these cyber criminals don't need a lot of time. So 3 days or 1 day is an eternity for them to be able to mine your data once they get in.
Well, from the University of Phoenix, Dennis Bonilla joins us with his wealth of experience in delivering technology leadership and innovation that spans a variety of industries, including education, telecommunications, energy, and nuclear engineering. Dennis, what steps can viewers or can our listeners take to limit the impact of cybercrime?
Well, the first thing is change your passwords frequently. You know, we get lazy. We don't want to change them. I would recommend we change them very frequently, even maybe once a month. You don't want to open suspicious emails and or suspicious links to URLs that you're not familiar with. There are security settings in your phone, in your computer, in your router that you should update frequently. If you're using online banking or other sorts of e-commerce, there's the methodology of multi-factor authentication, which requires you to send in or put in a code after you've tried to log in. Back up your data. You know, a lot of times these emails will come in and they'll lock your data out, so backing them up, encrypt it. And utilize your firewalls and antivirus software. If you just follow those precautions, you'll be in much better shape.
Well, when you think of, people that go to break into homes, they're looking, from the external to see, is there a sign? Is this protected? And if somebody shows a sign, well, the chances are the bad guys are going to go to somebody else because they don't want to run into problems either, right?
Exactly. Just like, don't post on your personal social media that you're out on vacation, because that's just an invitation for people to figure out where your home address is and break in. Same thing with, just if you put up those precautions and people know you have a firewall, you have, two-factor authentication, they'll move on to a more vulnerable, candidate for cybercrime.
Exactly. Well, Dennis, where can they go for more information?
Well, it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we're putting on a lot of activities and information at the University of Phoenix. Go to phoenix.edu/cyberhygiene. There is video there that will tell you how to protect yourself, give you a lot more information. We're going to do a Facebook Live broadcast tomorrow from our University of Phoenix Facebook page, and all that information will be on that website.
Well, Dennis Bonilla, thank you. Great stuff. Appreciate all the help. Take care.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill.
to get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
America, good to have you along with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, don't forget, we've got that DVD for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. A little kindness makes a world of difference, wouldn't you think? Even more so these days, huh? How about that? Go and be the change that you want to see in others. Won't you be my neighbor? Okay, that's the new DVD about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, for over 30 years, Fred Rogers was an unassuming minister, a puppeteer, writer, and producer, beamed daily into homes across America in the beloved TV program that we know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And the DVD is a documentary of sorts of, you know, the impact it made. It'll take you down memory lane, warm your hearts for those days gone by when television was, you know, a place that we could count on for good family entertainment. And Mr. Rogers was at the forefront of it all. And so this DVD could be yours absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hopper. We put you in a hopper. Pull out your name. Make sure with your name, your address is attached, okay? Because I got to know where to send the DVD to. It's just that easy. So email Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And we'll put you in a hopper. Pull your name out, address there. Boom. And you got the DVD with our love and compliments. Thank you so much for being on the team here. My good friend Sargis Sangari joins us. It's been a while since Sargis and I have spoken. Always look forward to him. I love this man. I love his heart. I love that he is a protector. And we're talking a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel that has dedicated so much of his life to the protection not only of all Americans, but particularly in his homeland. Sargis, you may not be aware, he grew up in Iran as an ethnic Assyrian family. He had 6 years of continuous combat deployment in the Mideast, conducted 144 combat patrols. You don't want to mess with him, okay? 22 Special Forces missions and survived 7 IED attacks. Sargas, how you doing, brother? Good to be talking to you.
It's good to be back, Bill. We miss you guys, too. Blessings to the family.
Yeah, and back at you. It has been too long since we've been apart. Don't make me come to Illinois and track you down. You know, I still know how to track people. You know, I can track you down.
No, we'll get together pretty soon, Bill.
Okay.
A lot of things are changing in the region, so we'll get a chance. As you know, also Emmanuel sends his regards. He recently was elected
as a
parliament member in the Iraqi parliament. So he wanted to make sure that if I get a chance to talk to you on the air, to make sure that...
Oh, very kind.
Give
him a hug for me, please. God, what a special man. I so enjoyed our time together. Sargas, let's talk about Iran and what has happened. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo ordered the closing of the U.S. consulate in Basra, Iraq. What is that message? What is the closing of that consulate telling us?
There's a couple of things, depending on how you're looking at it. First of all, for security measures, you always have to be protective of your council member. Recently, the Iranian council was burned to a crisp in Basra itself, and I think this was possibly on a security measure-wise to make sure that our folks are protected, especially as we're going into the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece, I think, it sends a couple of messages. One is that when you close it down, really the Iraqis and Basra are hurt because of the fact that they're not able to have that communication with the U.S. Within the Shia region there. But the other piece, it sends a message to the government of Iraq and also all the certain states that we're allied in, but in the region, that you need to pick up your game. Otherwise, Iran is actually very powerful still in the region.
Well, and I think it's very needed. I mean, in the past administrations, we'd have probably said, okay, that's part of the process, let it go, putting our people at risk and sending out the wrong message. This sends a direct message not only to the Iraqis, as you say, that they need to step up, you know, their game, but also to Iran, does it not?
It does. The Iraqi government of Iran, which is majority of Iraq, which is majority Shia, has to make a decision. Are we going to be standing with the U.S. and our allies in the region, or are we going to be standing with Iran, which has internal issues? Iran will go through these economic problems that it's facing currently, and hopefully if the Europeans work with us instead of against us within those markets, we're going to be able to bring Iran to the table much faster than we could have without their support.
Sargas, I think it's really advantageous right now with this current administration that is very practical in their approach, whether they're dealing with Iran, North Korea, China, the world trade issues that are going on. It's about having a win-win proposition. And I guess the message from Secretary of State Pompeo and the president is, wouldn't it be nice? Imagine a vibrant Iraq where, you know, people have liberties that they've only dreamed about, that they see the United States as having a robust economy. Imagine with, you know, utilizing the resources that you have available in your own country, what could happen with a robust, Iraq?
I mean, Iraq has to make that decision, but they have to get away from the ethnical fights that they're having. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be about that I'm a Kurd, I'm a Shia, I'm a Sunni. And let's forget about the minorities like the Assyrians and the Yazidis and others.
Right.
It should be where you answer their minority issues, and once you're able to take care of those specific needs and requirements, then you could concentrate on building the infrastructure along the security, development, and governance lines of effort for Iraq itself. And it will make the Iraq a very viable capability within the region, not geographically only, but economically.
Right. And I mean, you know, it sounds rather disconnected from my perspective because I'm not there. I'm not in the heat of it. Although here in America, we have a lot of tribalism that's taking place, and we're realizing by application that this division of classes and tribalism that has been promoted by the left is disunified this country. We find ourselves no longer identifying with the United States, but the disunited states of America. And that's sad. It's heartbreaking. It's very costly. We're realizing this slowly but surely. But we're going through the process, so I think that through our experiences, we've got a lot to teach and a lot to example in terms of the world to say, look at, as you say, and of course it's easy to say, well, forget about the Kurds, forget about this. I mean, we're not telling people like here in America that, you know, not to abandon your culture. Your culture is beautiful. It's great when it comes in, and it's a positive aspect and advancement of the overall culture, the United culture. Of the United States. It's a beautiful thing. But if we're not assimilating to the greater good of the idea, in our case, it happens to be this great American experiment, if we're not assimilating to that end, then we're in the way of that process and everybody loses. I think this is what we're starting to see right now with the push for, you know, open borders and globalism and all this. Again, I think that some people want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, oh, you know, we want to be isolated. No, we want to be part of a greater good universal concept where all countries are coming together, operating on a level playing field and advancing the cause for each of our countries. You know, as we saw what happened with the trade deal with Mexico and Canada, what else, you know, will happen in Europe with our European partners. What I look forward to here, and I know you feel the same way, Sargis, is that, you know, this will advance competition. Competition is always good for all of us. And this, you know, cream always rises to the top, whether it happens in Iraq, Assyria, the United States of America, Mexico, or Canada. It just always does, if given that opportunity of freedom to exist, don't you say?
Look, you're 100% correct. And I think we need to look at it from this perspective. My dad passed away a couple of weeks ago. And
oh, I'm sorry. I was not aware of that, Sargis. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's okay. It's just a part of our process. We're all going to get there. Once
yes.
There.
Right. So,
but when I was looking at his eulogy, you know, he was named Coolidge after President of the United States, Calvin Coolidge. His mother also named her his other two brothers, Wilson and Hardy. Here's an Australian woman, a Christian woman, living in the villages of northern Iran, naming her kids after presidents of the United States. I was recently asked on an interview on our foreign policy. I said, there's nobody today, not one Assyrian Christian today, who's naming any of their kids after any of the presidents of the United States. That's how badly we have fallen foreign policy-wise. Look at the internal issues we're having domestically, even with the most current piece as far as the confirmation of possibly the next Supreme Court judge. When you're attacking each other internally this bad, you have 7 billion individuals in this world. That's almost 14 billion eyeballs looking at you saying, well, if they're going to treat each other like that, if they're going to do that to each other, how can you guarantee they're not going to sell us down the street tomorrow?
Exactly.
This is why your foreign policy fails, because you're so concentrating on destroying each other for your own political purposes that you're not doing what is for the benefit of the country, which in the long run will allow us, again, to have the footing within the region that allows maybe possibly future generations to be supportive of our overall policies.
Yes. Well, Sargis, we got to have you back. We only got about 30 seconds. And, of course, I always want to be in touch with you regarding the Assyrian Christians. Can you give us a real quick 30-second summary?
Just take a look at the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement and read about the updates we have. And also, we've always been supporting him still through United Assyrian Appeal.
Well, Sargis Sangari has been our guest. He is a U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, and a former candidate of the 9th Illinois Congressional District. Sargis, is always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yep.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs.